what we know of horses. And when my brother says Swan Road is the world, he ignores boarded vacants, broken windows, this place's shattered glass. He tells me to believe the world is a tenement house, a pocket full of stones, a world of ghosts, and what's left of ash and smoke after each inhale. I visit him now that a prison cell holds his world. Dead men circle every block we know. Thread this world with quotes from Psalms. The sorrows of death embrace me. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. They embrace metaphor, disbelieve gravity, breathe in a haunted world. And what of my brother? Running these streets, he was a horse. Graceful, destined to be broken. Why admire horses? Why compare everything fast and beautiful to horses? My daddy's generation had a saying for men lost in the world. It was true of my uncle, my cousin, men strung out on horse, men chasing a dragon, shivering with the memory of horse, that stallion gone postal in their veins, called them lost in place, stuck on the nod, with cities buried inside them, horses inside them stampeding. My brother put all his faith in horse, and there's no map to find him now. He tells me he inhales the funk of men doing life sentences and knows he is in hell, knows that he is no better than the foul-smelling dung of horses, that he has dug his own grave amongst bricks that embrace him. He is an exile with only rusted iron bars and bricks bracing his 200 pounds. Who will admit this cage embraces him? His life taught me history is written on the back of the horse broken by the world. We all in prison now. We all bracing for a cell. I stare at this man, my kin, ruined by embracing night. Call this place a horse collar, a way to redefine the world and watch how it cuts in the skin, how the leather embraces all of our necks. Even as a visitor behind plate glass, I brace myself for cuffs. This is not Swan Road. This burden placed on me, these memories of courtrooms and the places where bodies were found. And still, I want to stop and embrace my brother, to hold him close to me and pause to inhale the scent of prison, to tell him what I smell, what I inhale is still the body of a man. He says, little bro, my spirit is in hell. He say, I know the whole story. He's lost in memories he embraces, the dope, the capers, the dice games. How can a man inhale so much violence and not change? I light my Newport. Inhale. Think on how his voice has changed. My man, now a feral horse wearing kick chains, unable to sleep, always on guard, inhaling the air for prey as if he is still the predator, as if he can inhale death and keep on living. Death is the elephant in this world. I imagine the other men here, all in a world of hurt, a world filled with a casket's aftermath. How much grief can you inhale? My brother tells me he prays at night. He wants to leave this place. And who blames him? But we know all his wild hours placed him in this mural of blood on a stained glass. His hunger placed him in C block cell 21. He tells me it suffocates him, makes inhaling fresh air harder and harder to believe in. Nothing replaces time. You all right in here, I asked my dude. But he's in a place that only he knows. When he walks away from me, he embraces the kind of rage I fear. A man was killed near him, placed on a gurney and rushed down a sidewalk, dead in a place where no one gives a fuck if you're breathing. To be a horse galloping away is what I want for him. He wants horse trundling through his scarred veins. Prison has taken the place of freedom, even in his dreams. This is not a world where none is lonely. And I know he is lost to the world. And I know he believes this. I shut my eyes and all the world is dead. And I know that there is still a strip, a place that he believes is the world, Swan Road, where he can inhale and be free. Sometimes his cuffs are on my wrists and I embrace the way they cut, as if I am the one domesticated, a broken horse.